Bronk and I have talked several times about more than once, I think, in the blueprint prophecies and the subsequent ones that have come. More than once, he said something like this. I'm paraphrasing, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. He says, when the miracles and the healings begin really flowing, it'll seem so natural. It'll be like, I just took a breath. It's like taking a drink of water. This is the easiest thing ever. See, what we deem hard, he thinks is simple. Getting back to exactly the way he said it. I am conforming you into the exact likeness of my Son. You will walk as him. You will speak as him. You will act as him. You will have the results that he had. And you must know that this is an easy thing for my Spirit. This is what he does. This is what the Holy Spirit does. This is the job of my Spirit, to conform you to that image. Trust him. Trust him, not in yourself. Trust him. Trust my Spirit. For this cause he has been sent. For this purpose is his mission, and he's good at it. He's good at it. Hear not the voice of the opposers, those that oppose my cause. Hear not their voice. Hear not their voice, even when offered in words of reconciliation. Hear not their voice, for they are liars. They are the Antichrist. They speak not the truth. And they seek, now get this, they seek not my life, and they seek not my will. They seek not my glory. Do not hear them, and do not fear them. One foot in front of the other, one step at a time, as the path narrows in front of you. The path becomes more narrow with every step, more narrow with every step. Your mind becomes clearer. Your purpose becomes more pure. Your vision becomes single, and your heart becomes mine. Say, he's talking to me. In the same way, now this one's a little personal, but it'll apply to you too. In the same way that you have the revelation that I provide those material needs that are necessary for you to accomplish my mission in the earth, now understand that I am also the source and the provider of the anointings and the power and the gifts. He is the provider of all. Now listen to this. Say, he's talking to me. I do not send you without my giftings. Boy, it's quiet in here. I do not send you without what it requires to accomplish the mission. In the same way that you have learned to trust me for the finances, again talking to me, and hopefully you, and to trust me for the material needs, now trust me for the giftings and the anointings, says the Lord. Say they are yours. Let's do that. The giftings and anointings are mine. The giftings and anointings are mine. He says, thank me for them. Father, I thank you for the giftings and the anointings. Anywhere you send me, you don't send me unqualified. You send me with everything that I need. I never go into a battle without having what I need. Hallelujah. I have what I need. He says, say they are yours. Thank me for them. Call those things that be not as though they were, for they are truly yours. Now listen. But they only come by the saying, saith the Lord. He said this three times. They only come by the saying. They only come by the saying. Now, if that's true, and I believe it is, then it's also true that every time you say, the gifts don't operate through you. The anointing, I don't have that anointing. See, Part of that revelation is this. Corey is my friend. See, I don't expect Corey to do a thing except let Christ do it through him. Yeah. See? Well, I don't have the anointing. Christ does. That's right. And you and him are one. Who's in charge, Corey? Who decides what we do? Who sends who where? Who has the power and the anointing? Is he in you? Then you have him too. Have you become one? Can I somehow remove Christ from you? Y'all are blended in there? You're one? Then all he is in you. Yeah, that understanding is the first part. And here's the second part. Now, I'm going to read you an excerpt from something that you have available to you for free. This is one of the face-to-face documents. This one is the one titled, The Works of the Father. And it's F980902. They're at my website, garycarpenter.org. And I believe you click media. Yeah, you click the media button. Then there's a menu, and one of those is face-to-face. And then we have all of these different documents. We also have it in MP3 format where I read them, and you can play them that way in your car. Okay? But this one is an excerpt from The Works of the Father. And the reason that he hooked it up with today's message, see, the first half is understanding everything that we just said. And trust me, just because I was able to articulate it does not mean that I'm walking in the fullness of it. But that is exactly the revelation we have to walk in. To have the outpouring of revival that he wants to have in these last days. Now here's a big part of it. See, all of that hinges on you being able to hear his voice. If you can't hear what he's saying, it's hard to obey him. See, if we had another 2 hours, we'd go to Hebrews right now, and we'd start off right at the beginning of chapter 1, where it says, in divers manners and different ways, in times past, God spoke unto us by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken unto us by his Son. Well, spoken unto us is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's spoken. But later on in that same book, it says, refuse not him who speaketh from heaven. Do y'all realize that Jesus came and spoke after he ascended? Who appeared to Ananias to go lay hands on Saul? That was Jesus Christ. Still speaking. Still giving instruction. Appeared in a vision. Just as much the Lord as if he just showed up in flesh and blood. Isn't that right? Refuse not him who speaketh. Well, I'm not refusing. I'm just not hearing what he's speaking. That's the number one probably thing that I get from people. And they're serious. Okay. Well, he's going to give you some help. Is that okay? He's going to give you some help on that. Because let's just start here. My sheep hear my voice. Say it with me. My sheep hear my voice. I'm one of the sheep. Lord, I hear your voice. Jesus, I know it's you speaking from heaven. I'm one of your sheep. And I hear your voice. Okay. Now here's an excerpt out of that. It's too long. We'd be here for days if we tried to do the whole thing. It is unthinkable to Christ Jesus. Now he's talking about Christ Jesus. In this document, he's talking about Christ now seated at the right hand of the Father. Okay. It is unthinkable to Christ Jesus that the Holy Spirit would not bring perfect communication from his mind to every believer. Yes. It's unthinkable that the Holy Spirit wouldn't bring it. There is no possibility that the Spirit of truth would deliver anything but truth directly from the mind of Christ to reveal the will of the Father in every situation. If the greatest heart cry of the exalted Son of Man could be heard upon the earth today, it would be this. Oh, that my brethren, that's us, would sit, listen, and hearken to the counsel of my Father's Spirit as he brings my mind to them. End of quote. For his mind is the will of the Father. His mind is made fully known unto the Spirit of truth. The Comforter will take of his and show all things unto his brethren if they will sit, listen, and hearken as the Spirit brings the voice of him who speaks from heaven to the earth. The enemy, I hear you asking of me, what is the mindset of Christ Jesus concerning the enemy? Christ Jesus does not consider wars, pestilence, famine, disease, divisions, factions, greed, avarice, witchcraft, murders, and the like to be the finest work of the enemy. He sees all of these things as being byproducts of the enemy's only valid triumph. All of these things are byproducts of the communication being severed between the believer and the mind of Christ. There is no defeat where the mind of Christ is known and acted upon, says the Spirit of grace. By severing believers from fellowship and communion with the Comforter, the mind of Christ is seldom known. And where the mind of Christ is not known, here it is, the will of the Father cannot be performed. I can't submit my will under yours if I don't know what your will is. Plain enough? Every victory obtained by the enemy stems from a single root, that root being broken fellowship and lack of communion with the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, who has been sent by the Father and the Son. All tragedy, all defeat, all terror, all division, all works of death stem from this single root, says the Spirit of grace. Now, see, I can say that along with you. I thank God for the times that I hear the Lord. How many don't want to go home early? Got time for a couple of stories? Celio, how many enjoyed Pastor the fisherman? Hallelujah. He got to tell us a story that he didn't have time to tell here, talking about hearing and obeying the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I'm giving these as examples to whet your appetite, because I'm going to give you a homework assignment that you're probably not going to like. How many, most people don't like homework assignments, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. And I'm telling you right now, it is God's intention to remove every excuse from every child of God that says, I can't hear him. Now, that those days are over. And even if you believe that, stop saying that. You hear me? You're just siding with the... You're calling those things that are as though they are. And there's no power to change what are by calling what are as it are, because it already are. Bad English, but you get it. Say it with me. I'm one of his sheep. I hear my master's voice. Right in the midst of the hurricane. The loudest voice I hear. The clearest voice I hear is the voice of my Lord by the Holy Ghost. There you go. Now that's, we're going to change the world with that right there. And becoming one with him. So Pastor Celio got to tell this story at a little fellowship we had. And he was just minding, you know, how we all are. We're just minding our own business at our home, you know. And he was at home down in Brazil. And he said, it was a pouring down rainstorm, just pouring down. And he said, all of a sudden, just without warning, he heard the voice of the Holy Ghost, run to the bridge. And apparently he lives close to a pretty high bridge. But it's pouring down rain. So he opens the door, it's pouring down. His car's in the driveway, he starts to go for the car. And the voice says, run! to the bridge. There he goes. I don't know how far it is. He ran to the bridge. And as soon as he got there, there was a woman climbing the rail intending to jump and take her life. Had he stopped to get the car, she would have already been gone. He runs to her, and then the word of knowledge starts kicking in. He goes, here's what I said. Don't kill yourself, and God will save your daughter. He will deliver your daughter from drugs, and she will serve him. And the Lord will save your son from demonic possession. He'll save his life, and he's going to give you all a business, and you're going to prosper, and you're going to serve Jesus. Don't take your life. Pretty specific, huh? She came down off the railing. He led her to Jesus, got her baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I don't know if this all happened. I don't know if it's all happened in one day or a week or a month. I don't know how long. But I do know she did have a daughter that was on drugs. Before it's over, got her off of drugs, saved, speaking in tongues, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I don't know how long it was, but they came to the son, this adult son. Wherever he was, he said, when I first saw him, he was totally devil-possessed. He had a broken beer bottle, you know, a glass broken beer bottle with jagged edges sticking up. And when we walked in and saw him, he was pressing his hand down onto the jagged beer bottle and the blood going into the bottle. Then he would take a portion of that. He would drink that blood, set it down, and do it again. And as soon as that, before Celio said anything, when he walked in the room, that devil said, this one belongs to me. And you cannot make me leave. I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out. And I don't know how long it took. He didn't go into it. But the end result, the way he said it, that young man became human again. The devil left him. He got saved. He got filled with the Holy Ghost. Then they bought a little ranch/farm thing out on the edge of town. I didn't tell me how they bought it, how God got it to them, but they bought it. And he says today they're running a nice business and they give to the ministry. I bet they do. Now, see, that all started with run to the bridge. If you don't hear that, it could be three lives destroyed there. But it starts with run to the bridge. Don't get in the car. You know, run to the bridge. Yes, sir. Reason I have something for you. Now, for years, to help people learn to discern God's voice, of course, I have sent them to Dave's 2-message teaching called Distinguishing God's Voice. That is the message that I practice for months and months and months at the Ugly Building. And I'm not saying it's going to take you months. You may start hearing the voice of the Lord better after the first hour. I don't know. Not everybody's is that. This is pretty thick bone right here. Sometimes it takes a while for God to get through, it seems like. But it's a 2-tape. It's called Distinguishing God's Voice. It's at daveroberson.org. When you get there, you see Dave's handsome face. But over on the left is a menu. You click series. And there's a whole lot of great series there. But scroll down to where you see Distinguishing God's Voice. And listen to that. But today, let me find it here now. I discovered another one, and it teaches exactly the same thing, but he comes at it from a little different angle and explains some things in a way that I think will really help you. I'm going to listen to it again myself. And this one is in the very first, when you go to the series page, you click series and it takes you to a page. The very first one is called The Walk of the Spirit, The Walk of Power Companion Series. And I don't know how many it is down in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And I passed it. 15. Here, hang on. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I can't do it. My mind won't count. But here's the title of it. It's down there a ways. Just go a ways down. The channel which God speaks by. It's the channel which God speaks by. Now, the one after it might be really good, too. It sounds like it would be. Identifying spirit, soul, and body. But I was listening to this one. The channel which God speaks by. Now, I am instructed to do this. And he may let me tell another story. He may not. Because, you know. God saved our daughter's life one time. Early on, when I was learning how to hear the voice of the Lord. Yes, sir. And without going into details, there's no point, but you just hear and obey. And it can be life and death. This is part of the homework assignment. First, listen to those two messages. Then the second part is do what's on them. And even if you've been hearing the Lord for a long time pretty well, do it again. We've got to get to, this is life and death. We have got to become expert at, you cannot submit your will under His if you can't hear His voice. It's just no more difficult than that. Trust me when I say He is not withholding His voice from any of His children. That is not the issue. The issue is we're trying to hear Him in all the wrong places. I know that from experience. We're trying to hear Him where you're hearing me right now, and that's in your soul. And He seldom communicates directly to your soul. He communicates to your spirit. He is a spirit. You are a spirit. Yes, when we speak in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. My understanding is unfruitful. Why? Because He's talking to your spirit. Now, as your spirit understands things, it's your spirit really that turns around and reveals that information to your intellect, to your soul. And sometimes it may take a while. I used to get, first when I first started doing what Dave says, and I'd get a revelation, I was still in the trucks, and I'd call Sue. I was so excited. I'm trying to explain to her this revelation I just got 10 minutes ago. And I mean, faith, circles, squares, people. There was desert, but it was faith. She's going, did you get some bad coffee? What happened? Are you okay? Then I remember what Dave says. My spirit's got it. My soul doesn't have it yet. I'll call you later. But today I can articulate that same revelation. I still remember it. That same one of the earliest ones. I can articulate it perfectly. My soul has had time to digest it. See? But where we hear God is in our spirit. He keeps bringing this around. I got to catch it. Let me catch it again. Everybody pray in the spirit for just a minute. Let me catch that this time, Lord. Yes, sir. Okay, I got it. This is the detail. Now, I've taught this before, but you may not have heard it. Now listen, if you can speak with tongues, and I'm so glad what's happened earlier in the week has happened where people that weren't sure if they were speaking in tongues, now they're sure. If you can speak with tongues, that is proof positive you can hear the voice of God. Because it is impossible for you to speak in tongues without the transfer being made from the Holy Spirit to your spirit every syllable. Because He is the one creating every word. It's not you creating it. They all began to speak with tongues as the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, gave them utterance. Now He's creating it in His mind. You have a spiritual mind. This is all on this message of Dave's that I gave you a while ago. In summary, you've got a spiritual mind inside your natural mind. If you can speak with tongues, where did you get that syllable? Holy Spirit created it in His mind. But that transfer, that place in you, there is a transfer where your spiritual mind picks up that tongue, that syllable. You don't even have to know what it means. But you heard it. You didn't hear it with your ear. When I say heard, that threw you a little bit. No. You discerned it. How's that? Is that better? You picked it up. But you would not be able. Sola casenda lebreco. I just heard God. And I know for sure I heard God. Because I didn't create those words. I picked them up. From the Holy Spirit's mind to my mind. My spiritual mind. Bypassed my natural mind. You with me? Goes directly to my tongue and I can speak it out. If you can speak in tongues, you're already hearing Him. Say it with me. I speak with tongues. I already hear Him. I know I hear Him. Because I speak with tongues. Now, in this lesson that Dave teaches, he's saying that place in you. And it's really the same place where your conscience is, if you want to know the truth of it. You know, your conscience doesn't, you don't, okay, I'm going to pick on Gary. I'm at the grocery store. I'm not supposed to steal a grape. But there's a grape. Now, as my fingers approximate the size of one grape, as my fingers are extending towards the grape, I do not hear in Charlton Heston's voice, "You young people, that's a Moses, that's a Ten Commandments movie." I do not hear, "Thou shalt not steal." I don't hear that. You don't either. But boy, do you hear it. That conscience is a perfect communicator, isn't it? And you know exactly what it's saying. Oh, don't take the grape. Same thing with lies. Same things with everything. We know the pearl of great price is Jesus. Amen. We know the treasure hidden in a field is Jesus. We know that. But he says, for the born again person, you come to the place when you finally clean up enough where your conscience is clean. He said, that becomes your pearl of great price. Because that opens the door to that perfect fellowship. There's no hindrance between you and the Father. He says, you won't dirty that pearl of great price. You won't sell it. You won't let anyone bargain for it to have that pure, clear conscience. That is the treasure hidden in a field. And it's priceless. Trust me when I say I know what it is to not have a clean conscience. And I know what it is to have it. It is the pearl of great price for the believer. So that's part of it. He brought that up because that's part of hearing God. It's really hard to be living in all kinds of sin. Oh, by the way, I want to do miracles today. I need to hear your voice. Now we're back to 1 John. It'll narrow your walk. But he wants to focus on this one more time. Be encouraged by this, not discouraged. Listen, if you are able to speak with tongues, and I think everybody in this room is able, probably most of you watching are able, but if we sat one-on-one, you might say, "Well, I just can't hear God." I'm going, "Yeah, you can. You are already doing it, or you could not speak with tongues." So take that as an encouragement. You are able. You've been doing it a long time. You're probably pretty good at it. If you can sit and pray for an hour in other tongues, you're pretty good at hearing God. Give yourself a pat. I'm pretty good at hearing God. I didn't think I was, but I believe it now. Because I can speak with tongues. That's right. See, and it's exactly a matter. I remember at the Ugly Building doing what Dave teaches on those two tapes. And I probably heard this one too, but mainly the distinguishing God's voice. And I would do exactly what he says, and I'm not going to teach that today. But I'd do what he teaches on there, and boy, then I'd listen. And I would hear the tongues. Now, some people tell me they don't hear them. Keep at it till you do. I'm telling you, it is exactly, first off, it's exactly like tuning a radio dial. God is always talking, if you want to know the truth of it. Your radio is always playing. You may not be hearing it right now, but trust me, the radio waves are going through this room. It's just a matter of tuning in to the station, isn't that right? just a matter. God is talking all the time. Now, I'm not saying in English, but God is communicating all the time. And you say, well, I don't hear it. Yeah, you do, because you're speaking with other tongues. Yeah, but I want to hear him in English. Well, he doesn't always. Don't try and force it. Let me tell you that. Don't try and force it. But become expert at hearing the tongues. And you do that by doing what Dave teaches on that two-tape series. And I would do it, and I'd listen. It'd be tongues. Okay? I'd do it again, pray for a little while, shut up, listen. I could hear the tongues. I found the frequency. See, that's why Dave's having you do that. You're locating. It's not, those tongues don't originate out of your brain. See, that's where we all try and look for a voice. If red calls me, I want to hear red in my soul. I don't expect to hear red in my spirit. But God's voice comes to your spirit. You got to tune a different place on the dial. See? But if you can speak with tongues, you found the place. That is the place. It's the same place in you where the conscience is. It's really the same place where visions and dreams are generated. Same place. I don't know why I point here. Dave would tease with us. Where is that place? He'd go to somebody that was good at hearing God. Do you hear God? Yes, I do. Where do you hear him? Oh, it's deep. Remember? It's deep, way down. Deep. David, go, could you approximate the area? Maybe the belly button area? Deep? Maybe a little higher? Trying to get him to... He's trying to learn it. See, Dave didn't know how either when he started. He didn't know how to do it. But he's teaching us what the Holy Ghost taught him. But the good news is you've already found the channel. You've already found the dial on the radio. You've already found the frequency if you can speak with tongues. Doing what Dave teaches you how to monitor that place. And I did it, and it was tongues, 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 and I did it, and it was welcome this day, my son. It was in my known language. Dave says on that message, he said, he speaks to you in the language you think in. I don't remember hearing that before. You know, somebody that speaks five languages, but they got a primary language. He'll speak to you in the language you think in. Never heard that. That's free. But I heard him in English. Boy, I'm grabbing this little mini cassette recorder I had. I start recording what he says, and that's where the face-to-face and many other things come from. Okay, yes, sir. I'm glad y'all aren't tired. Well, he says you're not, so who am I? Because he wants to bring it down one more level. This is something that happened this week. This week. Now, y'all should be glad that I have never cooked for you. Because I can't cook nothing. But I am married to a wonderful cook. But Sue is the one that, now she'll send me with a list to the grocery store. I can buy stuff. I better pay attention to the list. Okay. If it says this percent beef, you don't bring back some other percent beef. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I can do that part. But normally I bring it and then Sue, she'll do whatever she has to do. If some of it needs to. And the other day they had a big sale on hamburger. I live in Oklahoma. When they have a sale on beef, I'm gone. It was a good sale too. And we've learned in the past, you know, we try and be good stewards of the money. And they had these 5-pound tubes. Nowadays they sell ground beef in tubes. Y'all seen those? 5 pounds. Sue said, get 15 pounds. Yes, ma'am. So I went to the store and I got 15 pounds. And she says, it was before conference. And she says, okay, I'm going to freeze two of them. I'm going to leave this other one out. Maybe I'll have time to fix this, whatever, before conference. It was just right before conference when I got it. So whatever day October 5th was, what day was that? We started on the 3rd. Monday was the 4th. Tuesday, right? Tuesday morning? Tuesday morning, I wake up. Now, this is going to... Didn't you love the story about run to the bridge? And he saved 3 people. And they got filled with the Holy Ghost. The same... Watch this. I woke up. Monitoring the radio channel. He says, you need to go in there and take that other tube of, I'm paraphrasing, it's not English really, he's communicating. But take that other tube of ground beef, cut it up into four pieces, put it in freezer bags and put it out in the freezer, because Sue's not going to have time. Okay. I get up. I don't do this. Sue does this. This is the kind of thing Sue does. I don't know that I've ever done this in my life. But he's telling me to get up, take that 5-pound thing, cut it into four pieces, put it in freezer bags. So I go in there and I go, okay. So I'm curious. And I you know, they got a freeze by date on meat. Use or freeze by. It was on October 5th. And it says use or freeze by October 5th. Tell me that's not the Holy Ghost. He cares about your ground beef. He'll help keep your ground beef from spoiling because you're busy serving him during conference week. I'm telling you, we have a friend, a counselor, a helper that we're living far below what he wants to do for us. One more and I'll quit. Maybe. I don't want to lie. Talk about a helper. One time Sue and I needed a document. It's been so many years now, I don't remember. But it was some important document that we needed. And we have things filed in the house. We also have boxes of things out, you know, tubs out in the garage with stuff in it. And we had both been all through the house and in and out of that garage. The way our house is made, you go from the dining area to the garage through a door, okay? And we've both been in and out of there looking for this thing. And then finally, we had a great revelation. We decided to pray and ask for help. And we said, Father, we know that you have angels assigned to us. Lord, we're asking, would you please assign some of these angels to help us? Help either show us where that document is or get it out somehow where we can find it. The very next time, we opened the door to step. Now, we've been in and out of that door how many times? Right after that prayer, we go to the door and open it. I would have had to have stepped on that document, not to have picked it up. Don't tell me an angel didn't put it there. I know it did, too. See, this is when you start getting into this arena, this is where the adventure starts. Learning to hear him and obey him. One day you may be that. Doug was not found because he was at Azotus. Trinity Airlines has kicked in, you know. Who knows what's going to happen? He's calling us into a deeper walk. So your homework assignment, John 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, again and again and again. Just let it become one with you. Again, listen to those two tapes by Dave Roberson on distinguishing God's voice. Listen to this one, which is basically the channel where God speaks, or something like that. Let me find it. Yeah, the channel which God speaks by. And listen to that. But then more than that, do it. Yes. Practice it. Yes. Learn how to keep yourself monitoring. Find that space on the dial, if you'll allow me. Find where it is and learn to monitor it all the time. It's going to start with leadership, but it's going to end in power. Yes, yes sir. Last thing. I keep thinking this is the last thing. The same week that I heard that wonderful revelation to save our ground beef, because you got to learn this part too, I thought I heard him again to go to a certain store to do a certain thing. I was just sure it was him. I got there, and there's a sign on the door, gone on vacation, be back October 11th. And I said, I'm teasing, but I said, God, why would you send me to this store when you know that they're on vacation? Why would you send me? How many remember the trip to the barbershop? How many don't know the trip to the barbershop? Oh, my goodness. All right. Dave says a man had a question for him one time. What's your question, sir? Well, I've been learning to hear God. Well, good. That's good. And I was practicing what you teach, and I was learning to hear God, and I heard God came to me. And he told me, go to the barbershop at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And when you get there, there's going to be a man in the third chair. And that's the man you're to witness to, and you're going to lead him to Jesus. I heard him, Brother Dave, I did. I might be embellishing a little. I heard him, Brother Name. Good, that's good. What happened? Well, that's what I want to ask you about, because when I got there, the barbershop was closed. Why? My question is, why, Brother Dave, would God send me when he knew the barbershop was closed? Now, what's the answer? He didn't send you. See, and that's just as much a part of the process. I said, thank you, Lord. When this happened, I said, thank you. You're still teaching me. That wasn't you. I got off. I moved the dial of something. I got off my track there a little bit. But learning what's not him is just as important as learning what is. Don't get discouraged by that. Be encouraged by it. You're learning to fine-tune the dial. Amen? Amen. All right. All right, stand up. I think we're done.